As we noted in our discussion with Spencer Fry, tiny houses are not currently permitted in Athens-Clarke County. So what do you do if you want to live the tiny house life? WUGA contributor Amy Scott talked to a homeowner in that situation.
Paula Loniak built her tiny house in 2016 with hopes of downsizing and saving money. Loniak has lived in Athens since 1992, but after her tiny home was constructed, she found out that zoning ordinances prohibit tiny homes from residing within Athens-Clarke County, leaving her without a place to put her home.
The day that I moved the tiny house onto some property where I thought I'd be able to live, they were there the next morning. Get out of here in less than a month. I was panicked. So that's how I found out.
Loniak is among many advocates for affordable housing in Athens and believes tiny homes may be one way to create lower-cost housing. She's been advocating for a change in legislation since she built her home. She's been so involved in advocating for tiny homes that she's even earned her own nickname.
I guess I'm getting known as the Tiny House Lady. I've been going to any kind of meeting in Athens-Clarke County that I suspected had something related to tiny houses or housing in general, affordable housing. Plans for Athens, like the Comprehensive Plan 2018. It felt like my part-time job going to meetings. So I learned and made friends with just about every commissioner and mayor, and now they all know me by name.
Affordable housing has been part of past comprehensive plans, but the severity and urgency of the need didn't hit home until 2016, when ACC hired an outside consultant to complete a workforce housing study in Athens. The study found three main conclusions. There are more households without children, a lack of desirable new housing developments in Athens, and an increasing gap between income and housing costs. Mayor Kelly Gertz says changing regulations to allow for tiny houses will be complicated, but he wants the commission to look at a variety of solutions.
It's going to take a bunch of things. Things like auxiliary dwelling units, which is essentially, you know, what kind of in the old days you'd call the in-law suite in your backyard, is a prospect. So we want to bring that forward. Look at some tinier home sizes as well, and maybe also some tinier single lot sizes. The smallest lot you can have in what's called our RS5 zone is a 5,000 square foot lot. And so I'd like us to look a little bit smaller than that.
Despite past struggles to make changes to legislation, Loniak is hopeful that the current mayor and commission will make headway towards allowing tiny homes in Athens.
I'm just, like I said, I'm cautiously optimistic, but I have a better feeling about this group of officials than previously. I really do like living in my tiny house. I just don't like where it is.
For WUGA, I'm Amy Scott.
Amy Scott is a UGA journalism student and a WUGA contributor.